T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, tomorrow marks 1 year since President Biden's inauguration. And this afternoon, the president is going to hold a press conference to answer questions about his first year in office. Joining us live on our line to the White House, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. I would imagine some of these first questions are certainly going to be about the way the president has handled the pandemic.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, about the president's efforts to control the pandemic, the president's efforts to control inflation, the president's efforts to control Russia and keep it from invading Ukraine, the efforts to pass his legislative agenda, including voting rights and the Build Back Better Act. The president has had 9 previous news conferences over the course of his first year. Most of them have been actually overseas, as the president has attended foreign summits. There's only been one session like the one he's going to have today before, and that was in March of last year. And what we're talking about is extended exchanges with reporters on a wide variety of topics. The White House likes to say that this president regularly takes questions, but most of those occasions are fleeting, where the president will stop for one, maybe two, he'll answer briefly and then walk away. This is an opportunity for the American people to watch collectively a national conversation where the reporters will be recognized in a formal setting to pose pointed questions at the president, and he'll have an opportunity to respond at length. So we'll finally get a chance, really just the second of this presidency in the White House, for reporters to pose questions to the president on the public's behalf on a wide variety of public concerns, and the president will respond to those questions.
Not only will he be quizzed on his stalled domestic agenda, but also what's going on overseas. Dispatched the Secretary of State with Ukraine, a big issue right now as Russian troops have amassed at the border. You expect that to come up?
Oh, there's no question it'll come up. I mean, look, yesterday the White House called it an extremely dangerous situation where the Russians are poised to attack Ukraine at any moment. So there's no doubt that that will come up. The White House has said that the Russians would face punishing economic consequences. The question is whether those consequences will be effective in preventing, at least the threat of those consequences will be effective in preventing Vladimir Putin from rolling tanks and artillery across the border.
Stephen, thank you. That's CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joining us live on our line to the White House this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.